Deseret News. I'm John Scott. Heading to a summit in Italy, President Biden aims to bolster support for Ukraine. Washington correspondent Jennifer King.
Industrialized democracies of the United States, Canada, Britain, France, Germany, Italy, and Japan will use the summit to discuss challenges including artificial intelligence, migration, China's economic power, and how to help Ukraine as it fights the Russian war machine. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky will meet with President Biden on Thursday. The summit plays out after victories by far-right parties in the just-finished European Union elections. White House and National Security spokesman John Kirby says the U.S. is prepared to work with democratically elected officials in the EU, no matter who they are, although some have expressed less support for Ukraine than current leaders. Other attendees include Pope Francis and the President of Turkey. Jennifer King, Washington.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken says that mediators will keep trying to close an elusive ceasefire deal with Hamas and Israel. That's after Hamas apparently proposed numerous changes to the U.S.-backed plan. He said some of the changes were workable and some were not. Also at SRNews.com, inflation in the United States eased last month and a hopeful sign that a pickup in prices that occurred early this year may have passed. Reporter Bernie Bennett. With details.
The trend, if it holds, could move the Federal Reserve closer to cutting its benchmark interest rate from its 23-year peak. Consumer prices, excluding volatile food and energy costs, the closely watched core index, rose 0.2% from April to May. That was down from 0.3% the previous month and was the smallest increase since October.
Correspondent Bernie Bennett. The sports world loses a giant. Basketball Hall of Famer Jerry West, whose silhouette is considered to be the basis of the NBA logo, died this morning. Jerry West was 86. The Dow had 88 points. The NASDAQ is up 325. This is SRN News. President Biden reaches out to the LGBT community.
A spokesman for his campaign tells NBC News that Mr. Biden and his surrogates plan to appear at more than 200 gay pride events in the month of June. The blitz is aimed at getting homosexuals excited about voting for the president in November as they did in 2020. Polls indicate that Mr. Biden has been losing ground with some of his key constituencies, including women, minorities, and members of the LGBT community. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Former President Trump has delivered a pre-recorded message to the Pro-Life Danbury Institute. The newly formed group is an association of churches and other organizations that wants to eradicate abortion in the U.S. Mr. Trump has been reminding voters of his pro-life credentials, including his nomination of three of the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade. Most pro-lifers are expected to cast their ballot for Mr. Trump in November. This is SRN News. When it comes to online scams and foreign disinformation, it pays to be female, or at least pretend to be. Researchers looking at disinformation found pretending to be female is the easiest way to get credibility online.
When investigators in Taiwan looked into China's efforts to use fake social media accounts to meddle with their recent election, they found something surprising about the most successful profiles. The fake accounts that posed as women got more engagement, more eyeballs, and had more influence than bots that pretended to be male. It turns out that China was borrowing a lesson long known to AI developers and online scammers who figured out that on the internet, it pays to be female.
Correspondent David Klepper. Retired Army Captain Sam Brown has overcome an overcrowded primary field in Nevada's Republican U.S. Senate primary. He was endorsed by former President Trump. More details at SRNews.com. I'm John Scott.